Welcome back to Lobo Stadium, everyone. Final score again, Longview 49 and Rockwall Heath 13. Coach King's joined us. Coach, you started off fast early, and you didn't let up till you were up 42-0.
Yeah, I had a good first half. Thought it was just total great execution offensively, defensively, special teams play. Pretty convincing, and go in up 35, then come out to start the second half and take the opening drive and punch one in, just kind of, you know, sealed the deal. And then we started rolling in all the kids at that time, you know. And but it was a great effort out of our team. Rockwall Heath's team has scared me just watching them on tape and how they've improved and how close they've been, you know. And but we came out and jumped on them early and kind of frustrated them a little bit. I thought, you know, defensively just tackled well, ran to the football well, contested routes, just very impressive. And then offensively, I mean, we got in rhythm and, you know, popped some big runs, had some big throws, and got points. And I guess to score 35, that means you got to get five possessions. And we had a turnover on rhythm. So we had six possessions in the first half, which is pretty good.
Looking at the game, Haynes completed, this is kind of unbelievable, 9 of 14 passes through 4 touchdowns. And we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 receivers. And the leading receiver, Kirby, had 2. So he sped around and had 4 different guys catch touchdown passes. I mean, that's kind of amazing stats when you spread around that much.
Yeah, we were able to spread around a little bit tonight. You know, they played us a little bit differently than what we thought. And after we got it locked in, we knew we had some stuff that would work in the throwing game. And, it was a good night throwing the ball. Thought the offensive line played well, blocking for the run and protecting with the pass, you know. So it things were in sync. We were in rhythm and, staying ahead of the sticks. I thought we ran the ball well. Caden, he didn't have the night he had the other night, but he didn't have to, you know. And it's nice not to have to get him hit on all the time, you know, because he's going to have to tote the load for some nights, you know, and the fewer hits he can get, the better he's going to be at the end. But he had some big runs, and I guess he popped that. I don't know how long was that touchdown run. Did he have a touchdown? He popped a big run, yeah.
Yeah, 48-yarder.
48-yarder, yeah. Yeah.
Ended up with 162 yards on my stat deal.
That's what all he had. It seemed like he didn't play much. He had 162. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't play much in the second half. But, it's a pretty good job out of him. And fullbacks, tight ends, offensive line. So, I was real pleased with it.
You know, the run game has been coming together. And that opens up the pass game. We talked at halftime when they have to try to stop the run, it opens up, and you had receivers running wide open tonight, and that hasn't been the case earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, a lot of that's probably my fault, not trying to establish run soon enough and getting zero and in formations and what's open in our throwing game, you know. I've said it, and I guess the fact was driven home with me. I mean, we're a different football team, and we had to go back to old-time religion, get in the two back, start running it, and run play action off of it, get zeroed in on the coverage you're going to play. You know, it's not always coming out in these crazy formations and doing this and that. I mean, sometimes just what you do is what you do because it works, and you can adjust it, and you've got a plan for it. But, we added a package this week, come out empty on the first drive, and hit Kirby on the tunnel screen, and then I think we were an empty two when we hit Jalen Hale down the side on a big pass play, you know. So we gradually added a few wrinkles, but I mean, our bread and butter is going to be two back stuff, tight end formations, and power run game. That's never going to change. That's what our kids believe in, what they can do, what they execute, and it sets up the other stuff for us.
The defense, you hear the expression bend but don't break. You gave up a lot of yards early, but it seems like they had to go a long way. And with the offense they run and the short passes, you hit a couple of times. And, I mean, all it takes is one mistake, one negative play, one penalty or whatever. They get behind the chains, and you got stops every time.
Yeah, that was key for us. Win first down, put them in second, third, and long, and then, you know, you stop some of the stuff they do. But they got a great scheme, what they do, the RPO game, and, you know, they formation you and get a one-on-one matchup. And Quarterback's accurate throwing the ball, you know, but I thought our safeties did a good job of coming down and attacking the quick stuff and making tackles, you know, in open field and one-on-one situations. And, you know, you come down and you start putting that wood on them, then, you know, it may drop one here and there because they know it's coming. And I thought we did a good job of adjusting some of it, widening out our outside linebackers to help somebody get in the throwing lane and made him hold the ball a little bit. So, you know, it's the style of offenses that we see now, and that's why we went to a three down, and luckily our five inside can hold up versus run most times. You know, we got creased a couple of times, we got out of a gap, but other than that, I mean, it's hard to run the ball on those guys. I can tell you, they're big and physical up front, and linebackers do a good job of fitting it.
Your special teams played great tonight. You didn't get to punt but one time, and that was an Ofray got to punt one, and I think that's the first one he's had this year. But punt returns, you were solid tonight.
Yeah, we fielded the ones that were catchable, which is nice. Saves us a couple of first downs. You know, every couple that we couldn't get to that we need to stay away from. But thought kick coverage was good. Thought kickoff return, we had a good one there. We got a penalty on, but thought we had a good return with that. You know, so it was solid. Dex points and attempts were good. We pressured one of theirs. I don't think we got a hand on it. He missed it. We had a good rush on that. I mean, just nice to see the kids give the effort on trying to block it there. You know, when you're up 49-7, you just easily just stand there and say, all right, you know, we take the play off. Our kids didn't. They came after it. And it's just kind of team we got. Pressured the punts. I thought we were close to getting one there with Malik. I guess that would have been in the first quarter. They were punting towards the video board. So
I think he actually tipped it,
didn't he? He was close, yeah.
The official signal that he did. But
he affected it if he didn't touch it, I can tell you. He affected the kicker on that. But it was a good win for him.
Always great when you can get everybody involved in the game. And I don't think you had any problem doing that in the whole second half. I mean, you had three quarterbacks, you had several running backs, and then you got all your offensive linemen, you got to rotate them, and then on defense you did the same thing.
Yeah, we tried to get them all in. There might have been one or two that didn't, but it wasn't from lack of trying. You know, it's just you're deep in some spots, and sometimes you can't get them all on the field, but we tried our best to get them involved, even if they didn't get in on offense or defense, you at least get them on a kick team where they could cover a kickoff or be on the kickoff return, so... But it was a good week for us, and good win to be 3-0, and three left to play. Got to go on the road next week to North Mesquite. I don't know much about them. I think they got handled pretty good by Rockwall tonight, and you know they've struggled a little bit. But doesn't need to be a trap game for us. It needs to be a game we can go take care of business and get to be 4-0, and it needs to be our focus. Nothing else is important but this week with North Mesquite and. We're looking forward to it and make another trip back to Hamby.
You still got a target on your back, and you know you're going to get everybody's best effort, and next week won't be any different.
Yeah, we do. I mean, with the success we've had throughout the years, and of course last year's big win and being ranked again this year, and you know it doesn't help when they do a big write-up on you in the paper and Dallas Morning News about Lobo Stadium and home field advantage. I mean, just adds fuel to everybody else's fire, and everybody's got bulletin board material on us. But I guess that's the world we're living in right now, and I think our kids are doing a good job of just handling the weekly challenges because, I mean, we're going to get everybody's best. We know that. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, but I guess that's a good problem to have. You know, it's better than being everybody's homecoming.
That's for sure.
Welcome to challenge. You know, I've been there too. I've never. Yeah, I think we were 7 the homecoming opponents one time. It's no lie. No, not in 1 year. But it seemed like it was 7.
We want to talk about one of your coaches, one of your assistant coaches had a big.
Yeah,
birthday today.
My boy David Carl Ashley turned 50 years old today, and he's been hammered by everybody. So we need to hammer him on the radio.
Well, he got hammered out there with the Gatorade bucket right at the end of the game.
He is my do-it-all man, you know, and runs that equipment room and runs the JV offense during practice. Of course, he's a head JV coach, and I don't have to worry about anything with the JV. He runs it like it's his show, and he knows I trust he'll get it done. But he's a good guy. And excellent teacher in the social studies department, and kids love him. Good track coach, good football coach, and I hate I said that in public. But anyway, he's a good guy, and I wish him happy birthday. I've been friends with him, oh Lord, 25 years. So it he's a good one to have on your staff, you know. And I got some good coaches, and a lot of us have been together a long, long time. I didn't realize today Casey's been here 14 years, you know. And of course Oscar's been here 40 something, and been here with me every step of the way, and you know, just being able to have that stability, you know, with you guys. You'll have some new ones come in and out, but when you got stability and guys that know what's expected and know how to work through situations with kids and hold the expectations of kids' feet to the fire, it's nice to have instead of having a revolving door of coaches. So there's something to be said about that. And I'll tell you a group we don't talk a lot about, it's our athletic trainers. And I want to make a note of those folks. We got four full-time athletic trainers that do an excellent job of taking care of our kids' injury situations, dealing with parents when there's an insurance claim or some issue, you know, when they got to go to see a doctor for an injury. But the hardest working bunch we've got, and, you know, Deidre Scotter and Kristen Crowley and Jessica Hill and Alicia Simmons, they do a great – here early in the morning, here late at night. I mean, they work about a 14, 15-hour day, and they just don't take care of football. They're volleyball on Tuesdays, middle school football on Mondays and Tuesdays, and any sport we got. But fortunate to have those four, I can tell you that. And they're tough. You know, if I said we got four female trainers, I got four tough ones, I can tell you that. I bet they'd – take that belt off and tan your hide if they need you to. They're tough on them, but they get them back on the field. And of course, we got a bunch of scouts on the road tonight scouting, and those guys do a great job of letting us know about our opponent, some things that we can't see on video they get when they're live scouting. And you know, it's amazing what they get and what they can bring that back to us. So I'm going to say thank you to those guys as well. And big day tomorrow. Stephen F. Austin, Big Green Marching Machine, marching competition, right? Well, now I think they go at 9:30, I was told. That'd be late tomorrow night.
I'm glad to see they get to go to a really nice stadium.
Is Chief Cat over there?
I think he's there.
Is he there? Did they win last year?
I can't remember.
I can tell you, they may end up in a tie this year. I don't think either one of them won a game.
You know, you talk about stability of the staff, and you think about like Rockwall Heath. I mean, 2 years ago, they're out there running the single wing, and now they're throwing the ball 40 times. Well, you know, they've had a pretty good offense, but it's difficult when you switch coaches, switch the way you do your offense. And there's several teams in this district that Tyler Lee's another one that they've switched a bunch of times, and it's hard to get any continuity when you don't have stability in the staff. And my hat's off to y'all, because y'all managed to keep the same ones around for a long time.
Well, it's a good place to work. Administration's good to work. Four kids are fun to coach, and Longview High School's a great place to be, you know. And people want to come here and coach, and there's a reason why. Just because it's from top to bottom, it's first class, and got a lot of pride and tradition here. Everybody knows about that, so it definitely helps. There's no doubt about that, you know. And we've got a lot of people play a big part in this program. Athletic staff, people that, you know, the athletic office and keeping things running, and from Coach Hamilton and Donna and Susie and Madeline Claiborne, they do a great job of taking care of the people up there. And when it comes to our coaches, different sports. And we had one of our former athletic department staff members that passed away this week. I don't know if a lot of people knew about it, but Jean Ann Furr, who worked in the athletic office for many years, and she retired a couple of years ago, and we got word, I think it was Tuesday, that she had passed away, and they're going to have some the services with her. I think it's going to become sometime this coming week, when I was told. I don't know the exact specifics, but a sweet young lady she loved the Lobos. She loved football season. Of course, she was always in charge of season tickets, mm-hmm. you know, and nobody told her how to do the season tickets. I can tell you that. I got out of the way, but she can handle it and knew everybody that – that came in and got them, and who hadn't renewed or come and got them or whatever else. But she was great working with our fans and Lobo Nation, the athletic office. We'll miss her, sweet lady, and sorry to get that news. But I thought I wanted to mention her there too. But this gonna be another big week for us coming up. So we you know, like I say, biggest thing for us is find a way to get to 4-0 and take care of business at North Mesquite.
All right. We appreciate you coming up as always, and I know you enjoyed the trip up tonight better than last week because the elevator was working, and
no doubt.
Hopefully, we won't have that problem again next week.
We get back over next week and it doesn't work. Somebody's bringing a cell phone down. Do it another way.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Okay, that's going to do it from here. We're going to wrap this up, let Matt have it back, and we'll be coming back on the air next week. We'll be playing at Hamby Stadium again against North Mesquite. Coach's show on the air at 7, pregame around 7:15, 7:20, kickoff 7:30. Be with us again. We look forward to it. Hope you do too. Thanks for listening, everybody. So from Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, and Eddie Richardson, this is Mike Richardson saying good night on 106.5 Jack FM.